Yeah, Donna Marie, that's correct. And to be quite honest with you, I'm kind of a bit worried about this myself. You're correct. There's ongoing works on a new pump there, and which I pushed very hard for to have installed. The pump is now installed and has been up and running since Wednesday evening. Now, this is great progress, and I'm delighted to see the pump and hear that it was installed and up and running. But I was made aware by Eskern on Wednesday evening that there could be teething problems with this pump until they get the running of it, kind of going 100%. Now, I was chatting to residents throughout Bamney and at Tullygay in New Mills areas since the pump was up and running, and they were very happy with the pressure, and the water supply was back in their homes, which is great. But we've seen now there the last 2 days that there has been no water again in these areas. Now, I have been on to Eskern this morning, and they have made me aware that there is a team on the ground and that this is teething problems with the pump, and they're very hopeful to have this back up and running again today. I suppose, Donna Marie, the fear is here. You know, we have elderly people living there. We have farmers there that are stocking this time of year that's highly concentrated on water coming into to their drinkers. We have young families and that, and, you know, we're running into Christmas, and this is something I don't want to see going forward, particularly over Christmas and New Year's, as these areas been out of water. But listen, the pump's installed, the pump was running, there will be teething problems, I'm aware of that, and unfortunately we do see teething problems at the minute, but hopefully they will get this ironed out today. But I suppose what Eskern has made me aware of, you know, it is about optimising the water pressure here, not putting too much pressure on the pipes that's there in the ground, and may incur busts down the line, and that's something we don't want to see either going forward, Donna Marie.
Because there is concerns now that we have a new pump and old pipes, and that the old pipes mightn't be able to withstand the pressure that will be coming in now, and that this is what the outage is.
Yeah, that's correct, Donna Marie, and I suppose that's why it is important, and Eskern's fully aware of that they're trying to optimise to get the pressure right on the pipes that's there. You know, there's no doubt in my mind that the long-term solution here is the infrastructure on the ground has to be replaced. You know, and I've been fighting for this along with the residents in these areas now over the last number of years. And you're fully aware, Donna Marie, I did get a commitment by Eskern by email, and I still have it, back last year that at the first quarter of 2024 that there was to be 6 kilometres of infrastructure replaced there. That has fallen to the wayside, and it's something that I'm very disappointed on, and I'm pushing very hard to get back on the table. Now, I have been on to our two, I suppose, local TDs here to myself, Minister Charlie McConnell-Logue, who has been working on this over the last number of years with me, and also in recent times I've been on to our TD, Pat Cope-Geller, there as well, to seek more funding at central government to have the infrastructure replaced as quickly and as soon as possible, because there's no doubt in my mind, Donna Marie, the long-term solution is that the pipes is there. As I say, I have it in black and white from Eskern stating that the pipes is old asbestos pipes and they are outdated. So the solution here is to replace the pipes. But in the meantime, I welcome the fact that the pump is in and the pump is running, and hopefully now the teething problems will be alleviated now over the course of today, and all these families will see their water supply back in a good water pressure over Christmas and the New Year. And, you know, Donna Marie, I want to take the opportunity as well, you know, to thank residents in these areas. You know, they've put up with a lot over the last number of years, and, you know, they've pushed very hard. They've helped me along the way as well to try and get this pump up and running and get improvements in the areas, you know. And if it wasn't down to all the residents there as well, you know, this may not have happened. And, you know, also, on behalf of Eskern, you know, I want to thank the team on the ground there that is working hard, that is out there today trying to alleviate these teething problems, to have the water supply back, because, you know, I have been chatting to some of the staff there this morning, and, you know, they're fully aware that a house, you know, a home doesn't run without water and electricity, and they're eager now going into Christmas and New Year that they alleviate these teething problems and get the water pressure back up and running and into every home within Bamney, Tullygay and New Mills areas.